So this is misspelled. Somebody misspelled it or something. This has been a fucking goose chase. I'm not buying.
Thank you for calling the customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, yeah. Randy Smith, please help me with a charge that I got on my MasterCard from you guys. I don't know if they misspelled it or what. It's on my MasterCard bill, it's Ceridafed. Is it Ceridafed or certified?
Certified.
Okay, they misspelled it. I have a charge on April 22nd on my MasterCard bill for $19, and my wife and I can't figure out what it is.
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
76063.
And your name?
Randy Smith.
And when was the charge?
Pardon me?
And when was the charge?
April 22nd. $19. Don't know what it
is. Okay.
It may be legitimate. We just don't remember. We don't know what it is. Or don't remember it. And on the bill, they have spelled it. So that's kind of yeah, they spelled it Ceridafed.
Verify your email for me.
It would have been, I've got a couple, randy.smith or rsmith1201 or maybe my wife, cathi-smith.
Thank you. All right, see.
I have two accounts. She only has one. So what did we buy?
I do see here, and in case we get disconnected, is this a good callback number here?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
Okay. All right, I do see here, this is for the our digital and physical certificate for a concealed carry license and for 85 and online training portal for 19.
What is
you remember trying
again?
To get a you remember trying to get a concealed carry license?
Concealed carry. Yeah, that turned out to be a scam. Well, by the time I got through with it was only for the state of Arizona.
No, sir. It's up to 25 different states.
Well, we're in Texas. And you have to take a course, an 8-hour course in Texas to carry a handgun. But yeah, I did some little video online. And it turned out to be worthless to me. I just made a mistake because I live in Texas. I don't need a concealed carry. And this wouldn't be valid for Texas, would it?
Oh, I don't think it would. Let me see here.
No. No, you have to get a background check from the United States, some office in the United States Department of Security or whatever. I don't remember what it was. They do a background check, and then you have to take an 8-hour course in the field, and you know, shooting guns online, everything. But this turned out to be worthless to me. If that's what it is, I remember doing that, but what I got was useless.
Mm-hmm. So we do put the states on the site, before you signed up, and you said you stay in Texas. Yeah, Texas recognizes it.
I don't know what I'd even did with it. They wouldn't recognize that as a concealed gun, handgun license.
They do recognize
it. It says Arizona on it.
It's available for up to 25 different states it can be used in. Because ours is not just for one state. It's for up to 25 different states.
Which email was it going to use? I'd have to look back through and see what if I didn't even print it off.
The email here is rsmith1201@svcglobal.net.
And that's where it would have been sent to?
Right.
Hang on, I gotta sign in a different way on this computer. Because that's my Yahoo account. Hang on just a minute, please. Let me see if I can even find it. Favorites, Yahoo, Mail. We've got about 25 emails. I don't know how they even use this account. And it was, what did I tell you? April 22nd? I don't have anything on April 22nd from anything that even sounds like this. Would it have been emailed to me?
Yes, sir.
On or about that date or a little later?
On, it would have been on December.
December?
Yes, sir.
Hang on, let me go back there and see. December what? Do you have any idea?
December 23rd.
There's one. Receipt. Certified CCW. And a certificate. I inhaled that I wanted a refund.
I'm sorry?
Number. I sent an email. I replied to one that I wanted a refund.
On what date?
Hang on a second. Yeah, $19. There it is. Total bill to $104. Digital and physical certificate. But I don't see anything to print.
I'm
going to go back to the next step. On 23rd. Next steps. Yeah, I took this little course. On December 22nd, watch the training, complete the test. But I never got a certificate.
The certificate was sent on the 23rd.
Receipt number. There's nothing to print.
Is it showing the certificate?
Receipt number 1073674, certified CCW completion. But there's no certificate to print. It's just an email.
It's a certificate.
Yeah,
don't see anything here, spam and junk folder, anything like that.
Your application must be postmarked by January 21st or it will be rejected. For Virginia residents, click here. That's the only option. Oh, I guess it's just one of the options. Thanks again for your certified CCW. Photocopy of government issue ID, mail application package 2. So I got to mail something in, I guess.
Yeah, so you had to mail in that, once you got that certificate, you're supposed to mail in some more information so we can send you back your concealed carry license.
Well, first it says download and print your certificate of completion, step 1.
Right.
I don't have anything to download. There's nothing attached.
You don't see any certificate?
No, nothing to download or attach.
Well, I can send that certificate over again for you.
Well, I see something now. Certificate of completion is presented to Randy Smith, certificate number 1073674. So I print that and then go through all these other steps of getting a photo.
Right.
This is accepted in Texas? That's hard to believe. What were the other 5 steps? Hang on, let me go back. Next steps. Watch the training, complete the test. That part's no good. I did that part. Crap. Where was it? There was 5 steps. Okay. Download and print your certificate. Complete application package. Complete fingerprint ID. Fingerprint card? Where do you get that?
You can get your fingerprints from your local police department.
So I'm going to download or print this form out.
Right.
And fill it out.
Right.
And then get a fingerprint from the police department.
Right.
Secure a money order for $100 to the state of Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Why would I need it to the state of Virginia?
I'm sorry, say that again for me.
It says step 4, secure a money order or cashier's check $100 payable to Virginia State Police.
Right.
Why would I do that? I'm in Texas.
Because you have to send the information to Virginia so they can process that so you can use it for up to 25 different states.
An application photo. See what comes here. Government issued photo ID.
Might just like sending in a picture of ID, passport, anything like that that has your face on it that can be used for the ID picture for the concealed carry.
Driver's license?
That works too if you want to use that picture on your driver's license.
Pardon me?
I said that works too if you want to send in a picture, the picture that is on your driver's license.
Yeah, my passport just expired. Make a photocopy of government issued photo ID. Print applicant photo. See requirements. 2x2 inches. So I can go get a picture made. I don't know if I'll have to read all this. I don't know if a driver's license will work or not. Well, I guess I'll read through here and see what I can do.
No problem, sir.
Fine.
Anything else I can try to help you with?
I guess not right now. Now I know what I bought.
No problem. Well,
all right.
That's all I can do for you today. I do thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you for
having me. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.